take a slow, deep breath in. Gently release it. Don't try to force energy into this moment. There's no need to lift your mood. Just come as you are. God is not asking you to be brighter than you feel. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. Psalm 42, verse 1. Father, you see the heaviness I'm carrying, the fog that lingers, the exhaustion that sleep does not fix, the ache I can't fully explain. Some days, even sitting quietly with you feels like too much work. I don't want to pretend with you, Lord. I don't want to rush to hope just to avoid the pain. So right now, I bring you what is real. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Oh God, I have so many questions with no answers, and prayers that feel unanswered, so many parts of me that feel numb. Somehow, I'm still here. And as you promise over and over in your word, you are too. Lord, sit with me in this. For the next few moments, don't try to fix anything. Simply imagine Jesus sitting beside you. No lectures, no urgency, just presence. Let's take some time to focus on our breathing. Remove all thoughts and simply breathe in deeply while picturing Jesus next to you. Slowly exhale. Let's do that one more time. Breathe in and see Jesus beside you. Now exhale slowly and simply sit quietly with him. Father, your word in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 31 to 32 says, "For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love." Right now, your love may not feel compassionate, but I choose to believe your heart toward me is kind. Not because of my feelings or circumstances, but because you promised that your love never fails. Even here, when joy feels distant, when motivation is gone, when worship feels like words I cannot lift, you are not disappointed in me. You are not measuring my faith by my emotions. You, O Lord, are near to the brokenhearted. God, I confess that sometimes I feel alone in this mental anguish, even in rooms full of people, even in church, even in prayer. But your word says that nothing, not death, not life, not things present, not things to come, nothing in all creation will be able to separate me from your love in Christ Jesus my Lord. Not even this depression. Not even this fog. Not even this silence. Jesus, if all I can bring you today is weakness, receive it. If all I can offer is a tired heart, hold it gently. Help me release the pressure to feel better immediately. Help me stop condemning myself for not snapping out of it. you are patient with me. Teach me to be patient with myself. Take some time to notice how you're feeling. Where there is numbness, ask the Lord to feel for you. Where there is heaviness, ask Him to be your strength. Where there is nothing but silence, ask God to be your steady companion. Psalm 42 says, "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him." Sometimes hope is loud. Right now, Lord, it is barely a whisper. Today, my hope may be small, but I place even that sliver of hope in you. If you can, whisper quietly, "Lord, you are still with me." Father, thank you that your love does not rise and fall with my emotions. Thank you for working in ways I cannot see or feel. Thank you that this season doesn't define me, and it doesn't have the final word. Even here, you remain. Take one more slow breath. And gently release it. You are not abandoned. You are not forgotten. God is with you in this moment, and He will not let you go. Father, hold me through this season. Be my hope. I cannot generate my own. I trust that your unfailing love is steady, even here. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you want more moments like this, check out our First 15 podcast. It's a daily guide to help you experience God every morning through scripture, worship, and guided prayer. Start your day grounded in Him. Just search First 15 wherever you get your podcasts.